From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. High winds are battering much of the western U.S. today, and in many places, they're not expected to let up anytime soon. In Southern California, gusts have reached nearly 100 miles per hour and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people overnight. Debris and tree limbs are everywhere, slowing traffic and forcing some schools to close. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our story from Pasadena, where some of the worst damage occurred.
Rosa Loya was still in her robe this afternoon, standing in the doorway of the small home she shares with her three children. She looked dazed as I made my way through the downed trees and debris that littered her Pasadena street. Several branches had snapped off and covered her lawn. Roof shingles were everywhere.
It sounded like a tornado last night. Oh my God, it was so bad. It was terrible.
Loya's kids didn't sleep much last night. They say Tom the cat is agitated too. City officials have asked all Pasadena residents to stay at home and schools are closed. Loya's 19-year-old daughter, Trisha, who goes to the local community college, says that's not too bad.
I get to sleep in and be with my family, but no TV, no electronics, so that kind of sucks.
The family lives at the foot of the San Gabriel Mountains. National Weather Service meteorologist Stuart Sato says wind gusts reach 96 miles per hour there.
Winds that high would be hurricane-force winds. Hurricane force winds start at 74 miles per hour.
Sato says the high winds are caused by a low pressure system over much of the state, but high wind warnings and advisories stretch from New Mexico all the way north to Utah. Businesses are shuttered all along Pasadena's Colorado Boulevard, the route of the annual Rose Parade. Tree branches, palm fronds, and roof shingles are everywhere. Ed Perez and his wife Hazel ventured out of their house to see the damage after a long and noisy night.
It was crazy. It was unbelievable. Never experienced it in my life ever before.
Across the street, they watch a crew removing a huge tree. It toppled over onto the canopy of a gas station. The metal roof is twisted and sideways on the ground. Two gas pumps are smashed. Worker Rogelio Ruiz stopped to talk as he pours more gas into his chainsaw.
Sí, está grande.
¿Y cuánto tiempo tiene acá?
Como dos horas.
He says he's been sawing away at the huge branches for more than 2 hours. Also in Pasadena, 40 people were evacuated from an apartment building after a tree smashed part of the roof. 4 people were seriously injured at house fires, probably caused by downed power lines. Damage wasn't limited to the foothills of Los Angeles. In Venice Beach, Ed and Rose Cherney were dealing with their own downed tree, which luckily fell away from their house and into one of the area's famous canals.
We dodged the bullet, you know. It could have fallen and hurt somebody or fallen into our neighbor's house or our house.
It's wild. I'm blown away. I'm so happy nobody got hurt.
They say they can't get a hold of anyone with the city of Los Angeles for help. Rose Cherney says there's a bright side to the destruction, though.
At least I won't have crows in the morning anymore.
This is the worst windstorm here in more than 10 years. These winds are cold, but that doesn't mean the fire danger is any less. Red flag high fire warnings have been issued throughout Southern California. They'll remain in effect through Friday. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Pasadena.